I'm joined today in the Classical 90.5 studio by Brantley M. Dunaway, who's producing artistic director at Kentucky Shakespeare Festival. It is the longest-running free Shakespeare Festival in the country. Is that right, Brantley?
Yeah, that's correct. We were actually founded in 1949 by Douglas Ramey as the Carriage House Players, and they ran kind of independently for 11 years, teaching and performing, and then in 1960... they did the first performance of Much Ado About Nothing in Central Park and started a legacy and a tradition, and this is our 51st season of Shakespeare in Central Park.
Well, it's always fun to go to. First of all, being free is quite the treat, and then having it outdoors in a beautiful setting in Central Park, and also watching the actors sweat in those heavy costumes is always kind of fun, too. But you do have a lot of new things occurring with this this year.
Yeah, it's you know, we've gone through a lot of change and a lot of exciting additions this year. And you know, I'll start with our first show. It's actually a contemporary piece called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, which is a little bit of adult content, but it's a farcical look at all the works of William Shakespeare. And we actually, these three gentlemen perform the entire canon in 90 minutes. And I think they actually do the entire play of Hamlet in about 12 seconds. So if you've ever seen the full-length version of Hamlet, that's a refreshing...
Yeah.
So that's complete works. It's actually, the set is really interesting. We have set it out in front of our stage house, and it's an homage to the old Globe, the Globe Theater. Is the first show. The second show is As You Like It, being directed from by Rob Clare. Rob joins us from across the pond. Rob was an actor with the Royal Shakespeare Company for 3 years and then became a director for Peter Hall at UK's National Theatre. He's worked with some of the greats like Dame Judi Dench and Sir Tony Hopkins and stuff like that.
Right.
He's just a wonderful... He's probably... You know, we would be hard-pressed to find an individual that knows more about Shakespearean text than Rob, and he's just a wonderful human being. He'll be doing As You Like It, which is set in the 1960s. And what's interesting about that, you mentioned the sweating of the costumes. Our designers, who have come from La Jolla Playhouse, are a group of some Tony Award-winning designers, and they have really kind of made a connection with a lot of the Louisville businesses. Most of our wardrobe, because we're setting it in the 60s, are being purchased here. It's the new fashion, and there's probably eight different boutique shops from around Louisville that are working with us to provide. So not only will it be a classical Shakespearean text, but it'll be a little bit of a fashion show as well.
Well, as far as your first production, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, you do stray a little bit from Shakespeare's direct plays from time to time. Yeah, I mean, the company has done other...
Yeah, you know, they've done that in the past, and the last time that we saw that was in the 90s. And then over the last 10 years, they've kind of gone back to the canon and stayed that. And you know, only done a couple of shows a year. The new direction for Kentucky Shakespeare is we will start integrating some more contemporary pieces into the repertoire. You know, we'll always maintain a cornerstone and a real alliance with Shakespeare, but we also want to begin to provide the community with a look at some other pieces that might be complementary.
Right. If you've just joined us, we're talking to Brantley M. Dunaway of Kentucky Shakespeare Festival. Now, on the flip side of that, is there any Shakespeare play that you know you'll never do? I mean, is Titus not going to be done, or
I actually love Titus.
Yeah,
my wife hates it. I love Titus.
Troilus and Cressida. No, that's fairly well known.
One. Troilus, you know, Timons of Athens might be one. it's having a resurgence around the country right now because of the economy. You know, it seems to, when the economy goes south, that play in the canon kind of has this revitalization because of the struggles of the common man. But nothing's off the table. I think that over the next 3 years, you know, we're really going to be pushing to get back to that festival environment and really do a lot of comedies. The last 2 years, we've seen a lot of we've seen the Scottish play, those of you that are Shakespearean aficionados will know what I mean when I talk about the Scottish play. Because, you know, we're not in a theater, but, you know, I'm a little still superstitious. So Macker's Eye has done, we'll say that. And then we had Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, and Richard III. And we saw a lot of those heavier pieces. And I've kind of chosen to take a direction that really, over the next at least 2 years, a glass of wine and a good laugh, because there's nothing else that cures the soul than a little humor. So that's that.
Well, we've talked about the Complete Works of Shakespeare, which will be your first production on June 7th, and As You Like It starting June 29th. The third starts July 14th.
Yep, Two Gentlemen of Verona. Anna Kuntz is our director for that piece. She joins us out of Virginia. You know, that's a piece that's being presented by our conservatory and probably one of our most popular pieces. It's a completely local production, but it's a chance for a lot of our young actors, high school age actors that have attended and worked in some of the conservatorial training programs and arts programs throughout the city to come together and really have their first experience and entree onto the professional stage. Mm-hmm. So that is Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Brantley Dunaway, I understand that you've added a few amenities to the experience for the people that come and enjoy the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival this year.
I'd mentioned this before. We're going back to that festival environment. You know, I had a thought a few months ago. I thought to myself, you know, this is the oldest free Shakespeare festival in the U.S. We've been doing this for 50 years and accessible to everyone. And, you know, we spend so much time and energy putting up the stage and doing it for ourselves. Why don't we open it up for other people? So this year we'll also be joined by the University of Louisville. Their master's program will be presenting The Orphan of Chow. Louisville Youth Choir will be doing an alumni concert series on July 24th. Mm. And various other entertainment during the day to kind of get back to that festival environment. And while you're there, thanks to the generous support of Parks and Recreation, we will be doing, we added beer and wine last year. Now we'll be doing full bar service at the park. And we've added, we've kind of upgraded some of our seating. There's 80 Adirondack chairs with cushions and insect clip-on devices and servers that serve you food and wine and at your table, and you get kind of a VIP hospitality section that is for that discriminating audience member. So that's really nice. That's kind of a new addition. You know, we in that true compassion to keep, you know, the free festival alive, we've really had to explore, you know, other alternatives to enhance that experience to be able to generate the revenue to keep it free. You know, our average donation is only about $1.34. So that is a minor fraction to pay for the festival. So we started thinking about, you know, how can we elevate that experience and how can we give the audience member more? You know, we still welcome the picnic and folks coming in and doing those family days. But for those other audience members that would like a cushier chair and a little bit of a server experience, we kind of provide that as well.
It seems that whenever I go, I'd always forget to bring the cushion, you know, the stadium cushion to sit on those benches, which were nice.
Well,
they're hard.
Yeah, we have them now. So it's, in fact, I spent most of last night sitting in one watching our technical run through. So they're quite comfortable. I kind of like them. So,
well, it is an experience if you haven't gone for a while or haven't gone at all. It's something to be a part of the experience, and being free, it's certainly something that you can afford.
You know, I got to tell you, it's kind of nice. You know, it's after the heat of the day when it cools off and the fireflies start coming off. It's kind of magical, maybe reminiscent of Midsummer's, but it's such an amazing evening. And it's also, you know, we can say that you always get your money's worth, which is a fantastic way of looking at it. But, you know, you never feel pressured. You know, we have some of the guests that will come in and they'll go, you know, I'm going to see Act 1 tonight and I'll see Act 2 tomorrow night, and I'll just kind of pop in and pop out. And it's really that kind of fun and warm environment. And there's really no rules to how you choose to enjoy the work. And it's really nice because it's without having to make some of those formal things. You make a last minute your decision, and you're like, you know what, I need to laugh and hang out in the park just for a little while, and folks will do that, and it's kind of great.
And it begins for folks on the 7th this month, so soon.
Yeah, the 7th of June. It's approaching fast. You know, we've extended our dates this year, so we will be in the park from June the 7th until July 24th. Complete Works of William Shakespeare, which is a very, very fantastic comedy. You will definitely laugh. We have lots and lots of surprises.
And then, go ahead.
And then so you'll be there for 3 weeks, and then 2 weeks of As You Like It, then a week of Two Gents, and then another week of U of L, with a smattering of live music and, like I said, Louisville Youth Choir. So there's a lot going on, this summer. So we're hoping to see as many people as we can next week.
If you'd like more information on the main presentations this season, you can go to their website at kyshakespeare.com. And you can also call them for information at area code 502-574-9900.
Yep.
Brantley M. Dunaway is producing artistic director at Kentucky Shakespeare Festival. Brantley, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thank you very much.